This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Today we have Kavit Herio with us. He started his first online business in 2005 selling music career education to musicians. I know he's got a music background. I do as well. I'm excited to ask him about some of his adventures. Mistakes and failures taught him how to build a thriving online business using intricate and automated sales and marketing funnels, generating over $1 million in sales per year. And since 2013, Kavit has offered a service called Automated Business System, helping people with passion and expertise to take what they know from idea to launch. And his team builds your entire business for you and then guides and markets to six figures in the first year, helping create the perfect freedom business. He's run workshops and keynotes in the US, the UK, and Australia, and puts his knowledge and inspiration into his new book, Don't Sleep on It, Turn Your Passion and Expertise into a Profitable Business. Kavit, welcome to the program today.
Thanks for having me, and thanks to everyone tuning in.
Hey, talk with us if you don't mind. We'd like to get to know our guests first, and we'll definitely dive into the book in a few minutes. It sounds intriguing, but give us a little bit about your background, your early years, and then what got you to where you are today.
Sure. So I was born in London, and I spent about 11 years of my life living in Lagos, Nigeria. And then I came back to London, continued my education here. I have always wanted to play an instrument, and from a young age, my parents encouraged me to play an instrument called a tabla. It's a North Indian drum, and perhaps dubbed one of the most difficult percussion instruments you could play. And you play with your fingers, and the congas, and the bongos, and the djembes, you play with your palms. So as I grew up in the West, I always listened to pop and jazz and R&B and hip-hop and reggae and that kind of thing. And I wanted to always be able to play this Eastern instrument with this Western music. So that was always my goal. And I struggled initially, and then I made it work. And I had some great success traveling and touring and playing at some big venues and performing with some great artists. And that kind of snowballed me into people asking, how are you getting gigs? How are you selling your music? How are you getting more exposure? And I started to teach some of that. And that led into writing a few ebooks and then writing some CDs, DVDs, online programs. And I sort of created this online business out of nothing. And the idea was that the more demand I had, the more I was creating. And so from 2005 to 2010, I ended up running insidermusicbusiness.com with 35 different info products I'd accumulated and created. 120,000 people in our database reading and a weekly newsletter and buying all of these interesting products and changing their careers and changing their direction. And it was really great fun. And then after that, I felt like I got to a plateau and a point where I couldn't really create any more information. And it was very difficult to acknowledge that because I didn't know what was after that.
Derek Champagne here. So many exciting things happening in 2019. Join us. Visit DerekChampagne.com.